6:40 now at KLIF. We've talked a lot about the recent Equifax breach, but have you checked your credit score recently as a result of that breach?
You know, looking ahead to this introduction and this conversation, I'm in the process of doing that right now, and I may be
on
able
a public
to...
computer, no less.
Yeah, well, that's okay. believe me, my credit score is not going to help anybody do anything, but we do want to talk about it because I think so many of us, we looked at this Equifax thing and went, wow, how does that affect me? I don't know. And we just kind of left it there. Joining us now to talk about it, the senior analyst, Matt Schultz with creditcards.com. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
So the hack was announced in early September, and it's been widely reported on. But you just recently did a study that showed something interesting about people not knowing anything about this, right?
Yeah. On one hand, we found that about a quarter of the adult population checked their credit score or credit report in the first 2 weeks after the breach was announced. But on the other hand, about a third of the population say they hadn't even heard anything at all about the breach. And that's troubling.
Where were they? I mean, it's everywhere. I mean, it's on social media. It's on the internet. It's on the news.
But I think, I think probably it's one of those things that just kind of goes over your head because you go, Equifax, so I don't have any account with Equifax, or, you know what I'm saying? People just really aren't clued into how that industry works. So what do we need to be concerned about, Matt?
Well, what you need to be concerned about is somebody potentially using this personal information of yours to open up accounts in your name without knowing them. And that's why it's so important to check your credit report, because really the only way that you're going to know that that happened, outside of having debt collectors call you in about 180 days, is to check your credit report and see something strange on there.
And don't all the credit reporting agencies have to give you access to one free credit report a year?
Yes, you can go to annualcreditreport.com and get a free copy of your credit report from all three bureaus once every 12 months, and that's a really important thing to do.
Should you do it like once a quarter for each of them, and that way you have the whole year covered?
If you haven't done it in a really long time, I would suggest going ahead and doing all three of them at once, because there may not be a whole lot of difference among the three, but there can be some. And if it's the first time you've done it in a long time, it's good to just fully establish that baseline.
And then where do you go from there? I mean, what if you do find a mistake on your credit report? How do you go about fixing that? Because I would imagine it can be a time-consuming process.
Yeah, it's not a real fun process, but the first thing you do is either make a phone call or you go online to the particular credit bureau's website and go and step through the process that they have on their website for reporting these things. And it's going to be important to be patient and persistent, because these credit bureaus are facing customer volume like they've never seen before.
So if you find something that that seems questionable or wrong, what can you do?
Well, you can complain and talk to the credit bureaus about getting that changed, because sometimes there are just mistakes, and you'll be able to get those removed. Sometimes if it's a fraudulent thing, depending on what kind of information people have given to establish the account, it can be a little more complicated. But the short answer is be the squeaky wheel, be persistent, don't take no for an answer until that thing is gone.
How can something like that affect your credit? I mean, if someone opened an account in your name or something like that.
It can absolutely wreck your credit, because the worst case scenario would be somebody opening a card or taking a loan and running up a bunch of expenses and never paying the bill. And they don't care because their name's not on the card. But once your account goes into collections, once those late payments appear on your credit report, it's really damaging.
All right, Matt, thank you very much for the information and hopefully getting people's attention a little bit about the importance of this.
Thank you.
There's senior analyst Matt Schultz with creditcards.com. I just got my credit score back. And he looks okay. I don't see that there's any problem that I wasn't aware of.
No one's stolen your credit?
Well, apparently not.
Well, that's good.
There have been no new applications, and it's right about the same as it was last time I looked at it.
All right. Good deal.